The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. We're live on the fourth day of July. Some people call it Independence Day. Actually, Independence Day is July 2nd. But we've gotten away from calling today Independence Day, the day we celebrate our independence from Great Britain. But I got an email. It's really kind of funny. We have a little get-together with some instructors here at the farm on the 6th, which is Sunday. And I got an email from Ken Hurley, one of our USAPreparedness.com instructors. And he says, "Thanks, Vince. I've taken the freedom to invite all of my neighbors." So Ken Hurley decided to invite all of his neighbors to our farm. You know, we're talking with John Reagan and Becky Reagan, and we're talking about government-originated reporting requirements. And last hour, we talked about how much these government regulations cost us. About $15,000 per household, or 23% of the average household income. That's how much regulation costs us. These guys are out of control. Absolutely out of control. I mean, if you think about taxes, that's nothing. That's nothing. And you think about the spying, that's nothing. I mean, add this all together, and I'm surprised we haven't had the second American Revolution. I'm surprised we haven't declared our independence again. I'm surprised people haven't had it. Now, I'm not advocating it. I'm not advocating the violence that many have been thinking about. I'm telling you that people have come up to me and they say they can't wait. They can't wait for the second American Revolution. They've had it. And we're going to learn why. Just another piece of why people are angry. With John and Becky Reagan. John, so do you want to get us started with what we're going to learn, and let's get right into it.
Sure. I just want to add that Becky is not serving as a whistleblower. This is not hidden information. This is simply information that you don't know about because you don't work in these industries. If you worked in certain positions in these industries, this would be common knowledge. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about things going on in the accounting area, as well as things that are going on in the insurance, Medicare, Medicaid area. So,
okay, why don't you
go ahead?
Why don't you take it? Yeah.
Well, one of the things that seems to be coming common now, to give you a little background, as a bookkeeper, I take the information that the client provides, plug it into software of some kind, and present financial statements. This includes the balance sheet, which lists the assets and liabilities of the company, as well as an income statement or a profit and loss statement that lists the expenses. Now, this the owner of the business would then take this to the bank to try to obtain loans so that they can continue to do their business. Well, with all of the regulations that are crippling small mom-and-pop kind of stores, a lot of these people are defaulting on the loans that they've obtained from the banks. And so the banks, trying to find a scapegoat or some way to recover the money are now suing the accountants that have prepared the financial statements. Now, as you know, the bookkeeper or the accountant, all we've done is taken information that the client has provided, and we also provide what we call a compilation report, which says, you know, we have not audited the client's book, so we can neither deny or confirm that these are accurate, yet still the banks are filing multi-million dollar lawsuits against not only small companies like the one I work for, but some of the Big Ten accounting firms as well. They can absorb the cost a little better, but, you know, I understand the bank's position. They're trying to recover the money that they loaned out in good faith. But, you know, what can we do? All we did was provide the, you know, information that the client gave us, just presented it in a more accountant friendly style so that the banks could see what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Becky, I can tell you that as we travel down this path toward financial and societal ruin and collapse, that lawsuits are going to become more and more prevalent. We are going to see people suing just to survive. It's going to be, I can't earn a living. I can't generate income from a legitimate way, so we're going to have to sue our way to prosperity. And I can just see more and more of this happening. Please continue.
I haven't done all of the research into all of the regulations and everything, but you can rest assured that John has, and he does have some of these regulations posted on the Financial State of the Union website, and with the links, as he always does. He spends a lot of time in preparation. Where do you think I should go next, John?
Well, let's go ahead, and if you don't have anything more in accounting, we'll switch over to insurance, and if we end up with time left over, we can go back and go over some of the other things that I've pulled out.
Okay. One of the things that has been proven to me is that God really has a sense of humor. Before we decided to move to the Ozarks, I was working as a bookkeeper and getting a little tired of it, getting a little bored with it, and thinking, I'd like to get into a different industry. Insurance medical coding seems like it might be something interesting. Maybe I'd like to get into that. Well, once we moved to Missouri, I applied for all of the bookkeeping, accounts receivables, accounts payable jobs I could find, and I couldn't get any of those. I finally landed a job in the insurance industry. Well, after a month of that, I said, okay, I'm ready to go back to bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that just really proved that God had a sense of humor and mm-hmm. taught me a very valuable lesson about what I was doing. When I first started out in the industry, I was working for a company there in the Springfield area, and they had what they called an outsourced billing department. And basically, we worked with hospices all over the country, and when somebody would want to check into a hospice, for want of a better term, I would do a Medicare verification to make sure that the patient did have Medicare insurance. Well, that got a little old, and I got really good at it, and they decided I could do other things as well. So I started doing Medicaid claims for these hospices, and I knew nothing about processing this, and I didn't have much training, so I did what, you know, John's wife should do. I got online and Googled and tried to find some training to help me with processing the claims. Now, 2 years ago, when I first started working for this company, Medicaid was set up for 1 year timely filing, which meant we had 365 days to file the claims with Medicaid. If you tried to file it, you know, day 366, it was denied because of timely filing. And I was able to upload the claims on the computer online, push a button, and I would know immediately if it was accepted or denied based on the information provided. About a year ago, Medicaid decided that they could find a better way of doing things, so they have started what they call managed care, which the claims are now processed through commercial insurance companies. Now, with the commercial insurance companies, you can't necessarily file it online. They want a paper return. Timely filing could be anywhere from 30 days to 180 days, but you don't know until you've tried to file what the timely filing is. And most of the time, I can't substantiate this. This is my personal observation working in this industry. We had one person in our department that her job was strictly trying to collect the monies from the commercial insurance billers. And when she would call to find out why a claim had not been paid, I would say eight times out of ten, they would claim that they never received the claim. And since it was a paper claim and sent through the mail, there was no way to verify this one way or the other. So we would resubmit the claim. We would get a fax number, submit the claim by fax, and they would still continue to deny that they received it until we've passed the timely filing and we can no longer submit the claim. And with the Medicaid cost, when you sign up for Medicaid or when you become eligible for Medicaid, you sign something that says if Medicaid doesn't pay the claim, you are responsible for whatever costs are incurred. So these costs go back to the patient, or since we were dealing with hospices, it would go to the family of the patient because the patient had probably expired in the meantime. And this is working so well for the Medicaid industry that Medicare is going to be implementing the same managed care guidelines in the coming future.
Becky, when we pay our taxes, the Finelli family, we pay our federal taxes and our state taxes, we spend extra money at the postal service to send a proof of mailing. Is that something that would have helped?
Yes, but again, that becomes cost prohibitive because it costs you like $5 a mailing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Becky Reagan and John Reagan and I will be right back. And I've got a small story to tell. It'll take about a minute about this kind of paper processing. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Becky Reagan's with us. John Reagan's with us. And I've got a comment to make, and it'll take me about 2 minutes. Becky, I believe the insurance companies are lying, and I'll tell you why. Back in 1984, I worked for several of the largest banks in the country. But at one bank... we had customers calling us saying, hey, we sent you that information. We sent you that letter. And the bank would say, our customer service representatives would say, well, we can't find it. We have no record of it. Well, here's what happened. The bank, the clerks who worked for the bank were at war with the management of the bank. Okay, the management was making a lot of money, and the clerks were being paid very little. And the customers were angry. So the customers were beating up the clerks were being beat up by the management, and the clerks decided, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll just throw, you know, we got too much work to do, so we'll just throw out these letters. We'll just put them in the trash. So bank management resorted to dumpster diving to find the correspondence that the clerks were throwing away, okay? So the bank tried to solve the problem. They asked me to build a computer system. So I did. So here's what I designed. I designed a computer system that would, instead of dropping letters, you know, 30 letters in the in-basket of each of these clerks, what we would do is scan these letters in at the mailroom. Each letter would be scanned, and it would become a computer record, and it would be indexed with the account number and the name of the customer and the date and so forth, so we could easily find it electronically. And then those computer records would be electronically sent to the computer monitors at the desks of these clerks. So they would automatically get their fair share of all the correspondence that came in every day. And it would be tracked and it was indexed, and no longer was any of that correspondence lost. It was no longer lost, and it was not sent to the dumpster anymore because it was all scanned in at the mailroom. Now, that was in 1984. That's 30 years ago. I'm telling you, I don't believe that the insurance companies actually are losing this information. I think it's a lie by the insurance company. Please continue.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is a lie because, you know, when we would fax the documents, we would have a report confirming that the fax was received, but my friend that I worked with, whenever she would talk to the insurance companies, they would say, well, I never got it. So,
right.
Which might
right.
be true because that person did not receive it, but
right.
it had been received by the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I totally agree. In fact, I've heard that the IRS does that as well,
mm-hmm.
Or used to do that before electronic
yeah,
filing.
Right.
The clerks would be so overwhelmed with work that they would actually throw returns in the trash so that they would say, look, my inbox gets empty.
That's exactly what happened at the bank. And when the IRS does that to us, we say, no problem. We have proof of mailing. Would you like us to send you another copy?
Yes. John and I have gotten to where, even our rent check and everything that is critical, he will spend the time to go to the post office and spend that $5 to get, you know, the return receipt documentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then another thing about dealing with hospices, people have to be terminal. So there's what they call a certificate of terminal illness or a CTI. Well, if that was not properly executed or signed by the doctor, the claim could be rejected. The care that these people are supposed to be given is just to make them comfortable until their end comes. If the doctor decides that this isn't necessarily a terminal illness or a new treatment comes out and they start to try to make the patient well, those claims are denied. And it ends up being a cost that's added onto the burden of the patient or the patient's family. The insurance industry is a terrific scam. You pay in for your premiums your whole life, and then when you file a claim, chances are you're not going to get the benefit of what you paid in. Now, there are some good insurance companies out there. You know, I can't deny that.
I'm looking for one. I think the insurance companies, banks, governments, I mean, they're all skimmers. They're all skimmers. Please continue. When we come back from the bottom of the hour, commercial announcements. Becky Reagan's with us, and she's telling us common information that we don't know because we're not in the industry. We're learning about hospice, we're learning about insurance, and we're learning about some of the sneaky things they do. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective. with, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Becky Reagan's been talking about the certificate of terminal illness. And I was thinking about when my dad was prescribed physical therapy. A man crashed into him head on. A man fell asleep at the wheel and crossed the lane and crashed into my dad, and he was really banged up. So my dad needed some physical therapy, and it was about $110 per visit for physical therapy. I guess it was billed as an hour, but it was really like 45 minutes of physical therapy. And I decided, heck, you know, I can buy my dad a small garden tractor or a small lawn tractor, a Cub Cadet with a shaft drive, and that he could operate with his right foot because his left leg was smashed and it was in a brace. So for the price of 20 physical therapy visits, I bought my dad a tractor that he could ride around and get sunshine and recuperate by mowing the lawn. So, I mean, these costs are out of control, Becky. Absolutely out of control. Please continue.
Yes, you're right. The costs are out of control. One of the ways they're trying to combat the "we didn't receive your form," a lot of companies are creating what they call a clearinghouse, where you can go online and upload the forms, and then they'll be distributed to whatever insurance company, and you should get a tracking number and able to track your claim that way. Well, the problem with that is a lot of these insurance companies all have a different format in how they want the claim submitted. And so to format for each individual company is very, very time-consuming. And if you don't get it exactly right, you can still be denied. Now, the lady that I worked with that was our commercial insurance collector, we called her the bulldog because she was extremely tenacious, and you have to be. If she didn't get satisfaction with one clerk that she was talking to on the phone, she'd call back and get another one. And if she didn't get satisfaction from them, then she would go to the supervisor, and she just kept on and on and on. And I think they finally ended up paying the claims because they just wanted to get rid of her. And unfortunately, you have to be that way nowadays. A lot of times,
I am that, I am that way.
Oh, yeah, John and I are definitely that way. We document everything. We keep copies of who we talk to, what time we talk to them, what day we talk to them. We've recently switched our auto insurance, and I would call the old insurance companies, you know, are you sure this is canceled? I want to make sure I don't get another bill. And I just had to really be tenacious, and they expect the average consumer to just take whatever they say at face value and go on and not accept it. You have to be informed. You have to be tenacious about it, and you just keep going. It's even with rebates. You know, you purchase an item, and you're promised a rebate if you fill out their form and mail it. John and I keep copies of everything that we send in a rebate for. We even copy the envelope with the stamp. I've had some rebates denied because they say, you didn't put a stamp on it. So I have all of that proof, and if I'm denied, I keep calling until I get satisfaction. It's a shame that we have to do that in this country. Companies are geared to not pay.
That's exactly right. And rebates, I totally agree with you. I've gotten Autolite spark plugs, and I've sent in, you know, rebates for 32 spark plugs, and I never get the Autolite is miserable from my experience. You know, we don't mind naming the brand names. And, you know, I'm actually surprised that none of these guys have sued us yet, actually, because I guess they know we're right. But Autolite, miserable in rebates and from my experience. Please continue.
Well, don't get me started on rebates. When we first moved into a house, we needed a new refrigerator, so we went to Home Depot, and they offered a $25 gift card, which was to be spent in their store, and they, every time I submitted the rebate or resubmitted it, made a call, they denied it. So they lost out on my business, not only for that $25 gift card, but all future business, and I don't hesitate to tell people, don't shop there.
You know, well, I don't refer to them by their proper name because they've been involved in gay pride and things like that. I've referred to them as Homo Depot, and I'm afraid one of these days I'm going to slip and say that on the air.
Like you just did?
Oh. Yeah, I guess I just did. All right, so please continue.
Okay. One of the things about the medical coding, they've decided that the system that they're using is not sufficient enough, so they've made changes. And if you look on John's website, the financialstateoftheunion.com, under insurance, he's got some links to ICD-10. And what a nightmare that is going to be. John, you want to tell a little bit about what you found?
Oh, boy. we could almost do a show just on ICD-10. This is the latest version. ICD stands for International Classification of Diseases. And just to briefly run through, I put up five links for this. There's the cost of this thing. Again, kind of a big hit to small businesses. Implementation cost for a small three-physician practice would be over $83,000, and for 100-physician practice, $2.7 million. And, of course, those costs have to be passed along. There's increased costs in the processing. It's more time-consuming to do the ICD-10. It is very, very descriptive. It specifies, you know, body parts down to the minutia. So it's kind of like if they put down you had a splinter in your ring finger when it's actually in your middle finger, you could possibly get the claim denied just because there's an improper definition of what the problem was. Fortunately, ICD-10 has been delayed by law. That was passed for this past April 1st, and they cannot implement it before October of next year. However, that causes other problems, which is the fourth link up there, delay costs. The Children's Medical Center of Dallas estimates the cost of the delay will be more than $1 million. And that's just for this one hospital. You can imagine what this cost is going to be, you know, for the entire industry. And again, who's going to pay for that? It's the people.
John, back in the 90s, I had a computer client who asked me to build a computer system. It was called a medical transcription system. And basically what we did was, back then, the doctors working at a hospital would record their notes on a small recorder. And those tapes would be collected every night. And overnight, our client would transcribe them to a indexed database. And that database would be sent electronically back to the hospital. So the hospital would have records the next morning of what the doctors dictated into their hand dictation machines about the patients. It worked very well. Now, it was a description. It was in sentence and paragraph form rather than coding. So maybe the reason that we're doing this is to reduce the amount of data space that's consumed by these word-based descriptions of the doctors and reduce it into numerical, which can be numerical descriptions, which can be compressed even further. So I think the idea, my read on what you're saying, Becky and John, is that the reason for this is to be able to store more information about us, further snooping, and put it in a slightly, well, in a greatly more compact format, which would be can be compressed even further than words. My thought on that.
Well, it does dovetail with the electronic healthcare records. And whereas doctors may use different terminology, these codes end up being very specific. But it also gives the opportunity for, you know, human error that gets in there ends up being punished, sometimes in a criminal manner. And certainly by fines, it's not the criminal. And the last link I put on there was ICD-10 WHO. That's for World Health Organization. And if you really want to read up on this, down about the middle of the page, it has ICD-10 online, current version, volume 2, the instruction manual. It's a little over 2 megabyte PDF file. This isn't a listing of the codes. This is just instructions about it, and it does go into the history. And from what I read, it really started taking off in 1946 after World War II. But the genesis actually goes back to, I believe, a French physician in the late 18th century. So this thing has been coming down the pipe for a long time. And it's like so many other things that are affecting our lives today, from the Federal Reserve to the income tax. These things have been coming at us for more than 100 years, and it's all culminating, reaching us from different angles at the same time. And here we are trying to figure out ways, how do we combat this when we're, you know, late in the fourth quarter of the game?
John, I'm looking at the post. I'm looking at the website, the International Statistical Classification of Diseases and Related Health Problems, 10th Revision, Volume 2, Instruction Manual, 2010 edition, 201 pages. I just clicked on the link. John Reagan, Becky Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot
cheese.
Take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, Joan Rivers called the golfer gay. She called Michelle transgender. And we said months ago the words Barry, Michael, and the rented children. We've said that the golfer is the worst president or acting president in the galaxy. Now, Joan Rivers was asked by a street reporter whether a gay president or a female president would take office first. And she replied, "We already have it with Obama. And you know, Michelle is transgender. We all know." The word's out. The word's out that we got a mess in the White House with Michelle, Barry, the golfer, the vacationer. What a mess. The worst ever. The worst ever in the galaxy. Becky, back to you.
What else do you think we need to cover, John?
Well, Becky, why don't you take a drink and tell Vincent about insurance audits?
Insurance audits.
Insurance. Yeah. I'd like to know about those.
Well, the insurance audits can take place any time up to 2 to 3 years after the claim has been filed and denied or processed. And if it's been processed and the claim has been paid, yet the audit reveals that the T's were not crossed correctly or the I's were not dotted precisely, the insurance company can come back to the patient or the patient's family and say, "You owe us this money because we've denied that claim and we're taking the money back." So they do everything they can to avoid pain.
Well, if you look at the biggest buildings in any city, town, or hamlet, they're going to be government buildings, they're going to be banks, and they're going to be insurance companies. They're the biggest and best buildings. And not one of those entities makes a product. Not one. They don't manufacture anything that you can feel, see, touch, hold in your hand. And banks call them, they call their services products. Insurance companies call them products. That's a twisting of the English language. They are not products. I used to argue this point all the time when I had a job in banking back in the 1980s. They'd say, hey, we've got a new product, this new credit card product. They go, why are you just calling it a product? It's a concept. I think you hit my buttons.
Well, that would entitle me to a drink, then. I've come up with a drinking game. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, people would watch their favorite TV show, and if the character said a favorite a catchphrase or something, then you were entitled to a shot or a drink, beverage of your choice. Well, I choose not to drink alcoholic beverages, so I take a drink of good filtered water, and I'm spending a lot more time in the restroom when I'm listening to the podcast now, because you seem to be really getting angry a lot, and that's my clue to get a drink.
wait. So hold it, Becky. So I've never heard of this game. That phrase or that event is me getting angry and then you take a drink? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, it's not like I ever push your butt.
Oh, man. And John pushes my buttons all the time. I don't think he does it on purpose. He just talks about the things he talks about, and then I lose my temper. And I'm not acting. I actually lose my temper.
Well, I seem to get more drinks on Monday evenings when I'm listening to the podcast.
Becky, John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Becky, thanks so much for sharing the, you know, you called it common knowledge, but it's not so common because I learned a lot about it today. And I didn't realize that these insurance companies could go back on their commitment. I guess why not? The government was an Indian giver. They gave to the Indians and they took back. So why not, you know, banks and insurance companies? Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.